Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 2 of Sota for Shabbat Kedoshim. We are in Mishnah Gimel, and we've just filled up the cup with the water and the dirt. Now, ba lo lichtov et ha-megillah. The Kohen preparing the potion writes down a part of the Torah into a scroll that will be erased into this liquid to complete the Sota drink. So the Mishnah explains, Me'eze makom hu kotev, from which place in the Torah does he start writing? And this is referring to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 5, verse 19. Me'im lo shachav ish, from the statement, if a man has not slept with you, ve'at kisatit tachat ishech, and you, because you strayed from your husband, and etc. That's the rest of verse 20 immediately after. Ve'eino kotev, he does not have to write, v'hishbiya ha-kohen et isha, and the Kohen makes the woman swear the oath. Because that's really sort of, that's the stage directions. That's not really part of the oath and the curse. Ve'kotev, instead he writes, Yiten Hashem otoch le'alo l'shvua. That Hashem will set you as a curse and an oath. Uvo amayma ma'arim ha'ele b'me'ayich, and these cursing waters will come into your kishkes, lots boats betin vlonpil yarach, to bloat the stomach and collapse the thigh. And that's in verse 22 in chapter 5. Ve'enokodu does not write the end of that verse, v'amisha amen amen. The woman answers amen amen. Again, that's sort of stage directions instead of the oath itself. Rabbi Yossi amer lo haya mafsik. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he writes everything from verse 19 through verse 22, including what we call the stage directions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he brings a third opinion, kol atzmu eino kotev, he doesn't have to write anything, eila only yitin Hashem otach, Hashem will set you up, le'alo l'shvua, as a curse, as an oath, uvau amayim arim ha'ele b'mayich, and these cursing waters will come into your stomach. V'eino kotev amisha amen amen. He does not have to write the conclusion of verse 22 that she answers amen amen. And we alluded to this yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda only needs a revit of water in the vessel from which he drinks. The other sages need twice as much because they actually have more words that are going to be erased into the water. Now the Gemara in Sota on Daf 17 on the subject of words brings up the amazing thing. Ish v'isha, a man and wife, zochu, if they merit, shechina b'nehem. They have the shechina, the divine presence with them. Yim lo zochu, eish ochotan. If not, eish will consume them. Relationship will burn up. And our sages are famously pointing out that ish and isha both contain the letters ayin shin, which is eish, which is fire. But ish has the yud. And isha, the wife, has the hay. And the yud and the hay together, that's the name of the shechina. That's a name of Hashem. So without Hashem being amongst the man and the woman through their merits, well, there's only fire left. Let's go on to Mishnah Dalet. Eino kotev lo al haluach. He cannot write it, really scratch it, into a wooden tablet. Sometimes they would use a clay tablet and make markings on this. V'lo al niyar, and not on regular paper, papyrus. V'lo al diftera. Diftera is untreated parchment, untreated animal hide-derived paper. Ela ala Megillah. It has to be what we call Megillah. Now, this doesn't mean the Megillah we read for Purim. This means Megillah refers to a finished, ready-to-use scroll. It's been properly treated and prepared for writing Svarim. Shnemar b'sefer. In a sefer, it has to be a proper paper derivative for the sefer. Eino kotev ela b'kumos. He has to use kumos. Sorry, eino kotev ela b'kumos. He cannot write it with kumos, this translated as gum, it's sort of a concentrated dye. For low concantum is copper sulfate, which also leaves legible marks on a page. For low b'chol davar shiroshim, not anything else that can make a mark be absorbed in. Ela b'dio, he has to use the dio, the ink, the same ink they use for a sefer Torah. Shnamar umaha, because it says umaha, he can erase it. K'tav sheyachol l'mahot, writing that you can erase. Now this dio, which is the same thing we use for Sefer Torah, is a very permanent substance when it's on the cloth, on the Megillah, but it can be scraped off. One amazing item in the Gemara on this Mishnah, Daf 18, they ask, if the Sota drinks her water through a straw, does that actually work? Does that count for drinking the Sota potion? And they leave this as an unresolved question. We'll have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, because our sages are not sure if that's a normal way to drink. The Rishonim comment, that's how children drink through a straw. That's not really how normal adults drink. That's a children way to drink. So whenever you see people drinking through straws, you can say, oh, hey, take a look at Sota, Daf 18, and for the commentary of our sages on drinking through straws. Yashar Kochachem, Shabbat Shalom, and a good Shabbos.